Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. With this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And not a big deal, let it wash all the bugs off my windshield, 'cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to, so I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by, so put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly, and
Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome everyone. My name is Sister Shelley, and I'm so humbled you took the time out of your busy day to join. I believe I have a message from God just for you. Our purpose here is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come humbly before you, acknowledging you as our one and true living God. We honor and glorify your holy name. We welcome you into this 15-minute message, believing it'll touch the hearts and minds of those you've led to listen in. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Well, family, I'm a member of Word of Faith International Christian Center in Southfield, Michigan, and my bishop is Keith A. Butler, and he has a famous statement, and it goes like this. Every success is a prayer success first, and every failure is a prayer failure first. Well, this statement used to really get under my skin, and I was offended. But that just motivated me to learn how to pray so my prayers would be successful. So today, I'm led to share with you what my bishop and the Holy Spirit revealed to me. In Luke 18:1, Jesus says, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Jesus is saying that prayer is so important, it matters so much that we should pray always and not stop. In other words, don't stop coming to God in prayer. Title of today's message is Prayer Matters and It Works. Glory to God. So our Street Love Bible story, we're going to the book of Luke. I'm going to be reading out of the book of Luke chapter 18, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 8. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Now I want to read those last few lines in that same chapter in the Amplified Version. It reads this like this, starting at verse 5. Yet because this widow continueth to bother me, I will defend and protect and avenge her, lest she give me intolerable annoyance and wear me out by her continual coming, or at the last she come and rail on me, or assault me, or strangle me. Then the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not our just God defend and protect and avenge his elect, his chosen ones, who cry to him day and night? Will he defer them and delay help on their behalf? I tell you, he will defend and protect and avenge them speedily. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find persistence in faith on the earth? Praise the Lord. Now, what I love about this is that Jesus is talking about this widow who keeps coming to this judge, asking him to avenge her, but he refuses. But the judge is one, he says, I don't care about man, and I don't reverence God. That means he doesn't consider, he doesn't even think much of him, right? But he's tired of this widow woman coming to him. He says, he was actually afraid of her. He was like, she might, you know, meet me in the alley and try to strangle me. In verses 6 and 7 of the Amplified Version, Jesus describes the judge as unjust, but refers to the widow and those like her as God's chosen ones or elect. Guess what? That's you and me. Jesus is saying, in effect, won't God defend, protect, and bring justice to his chosen ones, you and I, who cry and pray to him day and night? But when he comes, will he find such persistent faith on the earth? Praise the Lord. Selah, pause and think on that. You see, you are one of God's chosen ones. He loves you, and he wants you to keep praying and to keep coming to him day and night. Our prayers matter because we are his chosen ones. God will defend, protect, and bring justice speedily to his chosen ones who pray to him. We get prayer success with persistent faith. Glory to God. Now, did you notice in that first verse of Luke 18:1 that Jesus also mentions not to faint? He wants us to be like Jacob, who wrestled the angel all night and refused to let go of the angel until he blessed him. That's in Genesis 32:24 through 27. You and I are God's chosen ones, and we are to always pray day and night and not let go of our prayers until God gives us the victory. What did I say? Until God gives us the victory. Glory to God. Now, why did Jesus say faint not? What happens when we faint? We lose heart. We give up praying. We stop believing God will answer our prayers. We start questioning God. Well, when? How? Why? And the main thing we do is we start looking at things from our physical eyes. That diagnosis, whatever the doctor said, we look at that bill. We start looking at things from our physical eyes and we stop believing. We start fainting, right? Well, what happens when we don't faint? We believe in what we do not see. We start coming to him boldly in prayer. We no longer fear that our prayers won't be answered. Remember, God will avenge, protect, and bring justice to his chosen ones who faint not. Prayer success comes when we faint not. Glory to God. Now, why is it important for us to pray day and night? Psalms 55 and 17 says, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Just like that widow woman, she was persistent in going to the judge. She was persistent in going to him and not giving up. She says, no, I'm not giving up. And that's the way we have to be. Morning, noon, and night, we have to just keep coming to him, finding a scripture and standing on it. And when we think of that situation, we stand on that scripture and we say it out loud. Glory to God. Now, Sister Shelley's Street Love personal testimony, I know prayer matters and it works. Some time ago, I'd say about 2013, 2014, my income drastically decreased, and I asked my mortgage company for a loan modification. My mortgage company told me no. I asked again, and I was told no. After the third request, I was told not to come to them anymore. After much prayer about my situation, God instructed me to go back to the mortgage company one more time. And in my mind, I heard, three strikes, you're out. But I remembered the story in Luke 18, the story that I shared with you at the beginning of this message, and decided to believe God wanted to defend, protect, and bring justice to me speedily. As a result, I received a decision in my favor after being told no for over 16 months. Why? Because every success is a prayer success first. Hallelujah. And what did I do? I had persistent faith and I fainted not. Glory to God. Now I want to talk to you about five prayer basics to reflect on. When you're going through tough times and being repeatedly told no, I want you to remember the parable of Luke 18. And I want you to remember my personal street love story, because prayer matters and it works. Now, here are the five prayer basics for you to reflect on. Number one, come to God as a little child. That's in Matthew 18:4, where you say, well, Sister Shelley, I'm not a child, but you're God's child. Just because you may be grown does not mean you're not God's child. He doesn't have grown adults. He has children. Glory to God. Number two, find at least two scriptures to stand on and recite them daily and don't let go. Number three, pray day and night. Joshua 1:8 tells us that. Number four, have faith when you pray, James 1 and 6. Number five, thank God for answering your prayers. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In conclusion, when you've been praying and have not received an answer to your prayer, keep yourself encouraged by listening and reading God's words. Scripture you could turn to is James 5:16 that says, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Or you could say, fervent prayer of his chosen ones availeth much. Make a decision to be like the widow in Luke 18 and not give up. Don't forget that prayer matters and it works. Glory to God. Well, I hope this message was a blessing to you, family, but we can't leave without giving you the opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Do you want to be one of God's chosen, his elect? Well, you have to receive his Son. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Are you ready? Well, repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm sorry. I want to receive your Son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died for me, was buried for me, and rose again for me. And right now, I am saved. Glory to God. Now, I have a second invitation. This is called rededication. This is for those who might have received Jesus 10 years ago, last week, 20 years ago, but you want to come back to him wholeheartedly. Maybe you backslid. Maybe you walked away from God, but you want to come back to him today. 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If you'd like to do that, you confess underneath your breath whatever you need to, all your sins underneath your breath, and I'll pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for those who are listening to your word, have gotten the message today, and want to come back to you. They want to rededicate their lives to you, Father God. Forgive them right now. Wash them clean of all their iniquities, Father God. I thank you that all their sins are under the blood, and right now, they are back in right standing. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Hallelujah. You hear that bell? That's just for you. Those who have received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and those who have rededicated their life to Christ. And guess what? I have a free gift for you. If you'd like to receive that gift for receiving Jesus or rededicating your life, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org, and I'll send that gift right out to you. Just hit the contact button and give me your information. I'll send that gift right out to you. Amen. Now let's go to our announcements for this week. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the Free Lunch and Prayer Street Outreach. That's based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3, which says, is there yet anyone left in the household of Africa, Detroit, California, Texas, that I can go and show the compassion of the Lord to? Glory to God. Sister Shelley is also looking for churches to go to. If your church would like for me to come out and bring the Free Lunch and Prayer Street Outreach to your church, just let me know. Glory to God. And we'll both pray on it and see if that's in God's plan. Amen. Secondarily, I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages 24 hours a day. Glory to God. All I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones, because it's only 15 minutes, and I believe everybody's got 15 minutes. Amen. If you'd like to contact or donate, please go to freelunchandprayer.org. All right, family. I hope this message was a blessing to you this week, and I love you so much, and I just want the best for you. And I hope this 15 minutes has been encouraging to you. And now let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, amen. Again, I love you. And remember, street love begins with you.